Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 159, Psalm 107, Giving Praise. The psalmist exclaims, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men! Why, indeed, should not man praise the Lord for these things? Are not his goodness and wonderful works manifest? Yes, they are seen and felt on every side. Is praise a difficult thing to produce? No, it is no more difficult than to speak. And yet few and faint are the words of praise that ascend to him from a world overflowing with his gifts. The fact only shows the paralyzing power of sin. It is sin that stops the voice of praise and blinds the sight to the tokens of the goodness of God." He says, "Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and it is when men glorify him that he can let his glory be seen upon them." This is what would follow if men would but praise him as the psalmist desired. The glory of the Lord would be seen in the earth to the wonder of all and the salvation of many sinners. Every sin is a testimony against God and in favor of him with whom sin originated. Sin began with a failure to give praise to God. Lucifer wanted some of that praise for himself, and ever since that time he has been endeavoring to secure the praise of men. There is praise enough in the world, but it is not bestowed where it is due. Praise belongs unto God, it is due to him alone. But men are willing to praise even things inanimate, rather than him. If men would not manifest such base ingratitude and blind folly, God would do wonderful things for them beyond all that they have seen or imagined. The loss is theirs, not his. What good would it be to do more while his wonderful works that are now done are passed by almost without a word of recognition or praise?